Hi, this is Dan telling the story of the world. You're listening to Lesson 9. We're talking about the end of the first Assyrian Empire. So let's listen. Ninias became king of Assyria around 2000 BC, after he had wickedly killed his mother. Remember we talked about that last time? Oh, that was an awful thing to do, right? Well, not only did Ninias do many bad things, but he was also very lazy. Unlike his mother, he didn't want to conquer other kingdoms. Instead, he stayed home inside his palace and did nothing but think of ways he could selfishly enjoy himself. Now, there's nothing wrong with enjoying yourself, but when you spend all your time doing it selfishly and never think of others or get something important done, then enjoyment is no longer good. It's a selfish thing. I personally love to play baseball. I can hit the ball real far. Here it goes! Ninias' people didn't like him at all, and Ninias knew that. So he had many guards around him to protect him in his palace. But he was so afraid, he didn't even trust his own guards. Now, I don't know what happened to Ninias, whether he was murdered or he died quietly in his bed. History doesn't tell us. The life of Ninias is a sad page in the story of human history. What will historians many years from now think of your life? I know they're going to think great things of you, right? Now, after the reign of Ninias, we don't know much about what happened in the kingdom of Assyria for the next 800 years. It could be that most of the kings were like Ninias and wasted their time and selfish pleasure, and they didn't do anything to help others or anything else worth remembering. We don't know. Then, one day, a king sat upon the throne of Assyria whose name was Sardanapalus. He is said to have been a beautiful young man, very good looking. But it is also said that he was lazy, he neglected his kingdom, and he didn't promote the welfare of his people. He was another selfish king. It is said he refused to leave his palace. Instead, he lived among the women there. And to be more like them, he painted his face and dressed like them. But as Sardanapalus was neglecting his people while he was feasting and dancing and painting his face and dressing himself like a woman, a terrible destruction was about to overtake him. Arbaces, the governor of the Medes, and Belesus, the governor of Babylon, made war against Sardanapalus and surrounded the city of Nineveh. Sardanapalus saw that he could not escape, and he knew that if he survived, he would become a slave. So he decided that he'd rather die than become a slave. So he gathered his treasures, put them in one large pile in a palace hall, and then set fire to the pile. The palace soon caught on fire, and Sardanapalus, with his favorite officers and a multitude of beautiful women, died in the blaze. It was awful. And this is how the first Assyrian Empire ended around 900 BC, that is, before Christ. And after a time, a new empire arose, of which Nineveh was the capital. This is called the Second Assyrian Empire. I will tell you a little bit about that in our next lesson. So far in our lessons, have you noticed what it was about these kings that made them a failure? It was selfishness, wasn't it? And not caring about others. Don't you think their lives would have been better and their people would have been more happy if they just cared about others? Well, that's all for now. This is Dan. Until we talk again, remember this, be good.